This is the Kate Daly Show.
Coming for to carry me home.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. There was an article today, and it was talking about time to bet against the banks. Lots of issues going on with regional banks. And, you know, we warned about Australia, and they went to zero cash overnight, the biggest bank there, one of the biggest banks there. And you're going to start to see regional banks having mass problems. So just a little warning, please text this phone number I'm about to give you, 989898. Text my name, Kate. In the message. That's all you have to put, four letters, K-A-T-E. If you're sitting on your phone right now and you love this show and you want this information, and I would imagine you'd want it just to peruse it and maybe give it to somebody else that you know, just so you're aware of what's going on. They're updating this all the time. Make sure that you text 989898 today and put my name, Kate, into the message. And they're going to send you back some free information on gold and silver, how to get $10,000 worth of free gold and silver, which I know you want. And then, of course, how to protect everything that you have. This is really vital right now. On this show, we try to talk a lot about the things we can do to safeguard ourselves, the things we can do right now instead of just worry about what's coming down the pipe, right? So please take advantage of this right now. And Birch Gold is amazing. You'll love them. And all you're getting is the free information to look at. So you can just look at that and then decide what you want to do. But safeguard all your accounts with gold and silver. And it doesn't cost you anything to do that. It's pretty amazing. Okay. Highly, highly recommend this right now. Time to bet against the banks. I was just like, ooh, ouch. Susan Reeve is with me, the great Susan Reeve. And of course, we have to talk about Bezos, because I don't think most people know this history.
Well, what we're told is that Bezos decided to sell books out of his garage and then became this multi-billionaire by selling books over the internet. And it was just random and that anybody could do it. Well, as it turned out, that's a myth, another American myth gone up in flames, because his father, his grandfather, L.P. Guise, was a high-level director at the Atomic Energy Commission and one of the founders of DARPA. Which is
Bezos's grandfather.
Yes, Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. Yes, his mother, Jacqueline Bezos, her maiden name was Geis, G-I-S-E. Mm-hmm. She was the daughter of Lawrence Preston Geis, and he had a career going back four decades. His grandfather did with the U.S. government following World War II. But in the 1957 to 1959 timeframe, he was second in charge of the Atomic Energy Commission, and it was the first commercial license to manufacture weapons-grade uranium, and it was awarded to the newly formed NUMEC, located in Apollo, Pennsylvania. But in 1965, about 300 pounds of weapons-grade uranium, enough to make about six nuclear bombs, was discovered missing by the AEC inspectors. This is 300 pounds went missing. And in 1968, when the Israelis first tested their first nuke, the CIA determined the material came from this uranium plant in Apollo, Pennsylvania. And it is known as the Apollo Affair. A few people think, so it was after he was the deputy at the AEC that he then founded DARPA. But a few people also tie this whole incident to possibly President Kennedy's assassination. The reason being, and this is not anti-Semitic, this is what people surmised because of what shifted. In 1960, President Eisenhower, remember he was General Eisenhower, requested information about Israel about their nuclear weapons program. 1961, JFK met with Ben-Gurion, the prime minister, and requested the inspection of Dimona, the secret weapons plant in Israel. 1963, JFK demanded America be allowed to inspect Dimona, and that was May. And in November 1963, Kennedy was assassinated. And the Johnson administration and then Nixon, they gave up requesting the inspections of Dimona.
Ooh.
So it was right after Kennedy was assassinated in 65 that they discovered that uranium was missing from Apollo, Pennsylvania. So the suspicion is that there was a role to play because all of a sudden the pressure was off and they did not have to show, you know, that have they inspected, because JFK sent them a letter that said, basically, you have promised us that this would be used for peace, you know, reasons of peace. What did it say? Willingness to permit periodic visits, and that it was exclusively for peaceful purposes, JFK wrote to him, to Ben-Gurion. And as I wrote to you on May, this government's commitment, meaning the USA, to and support Israel could be seriously jeopardized, JFK is saying, if it should be thought that we are unable to obtain reliable information on a subject as vital to peace as the question of the character of Israel's effort in the nuclear field. And then he was murdered 6 months later. So it is interesting timing, right? It could be a coincidence.
But I doubt it.
But it's very interesting. So every time you think of Jeff Bezos and that this was just some remarkable success, personal success story, understand that our government, we owed his grandfather, you know, favors for what he did for this country in a way. That's how it's seen on the inside, right? But it's not what many people know. We just see him as the face of Amazon. So that was our involvement, and so we obviously gave our tacit approval for Israel to do this, and now they have something like 300,000 nuclear warheads. In the meantime, there is a new article in Tablet Magazine by Gadi Taub that America is now trying to replace Netanyahu with one of the war cabinet members who we can then use as a puppet in Israel. You know, Obama.
But I thought Netanyahu was. I mean, I thought that they work very nicely with Netanyahu. No.
So he is going against what they wanted because he is now extending the war to get Hamas leadership that's hiding in the tunnels in is it Ramallah? Anyway, he is he's gone ahead with this, and they don't like it. Biden is an Obama guy. Obama tried to promote, remember, the nuke program in Iran. Biden came in and started releasing all this money, right? Iran was basically going bankrupt with low oil prices because Trump opened up our oil here. And so they were going bankrupt in Iran. Biden comes in, gives them back money that we were holding in escrow because of their terroristic ways. They were able to start funding all this terrorism again. They want Netanyahu out. Iran does, as does Biden. Biden wants him out. So who are they going to be replacing him with? A man by the name of Benny Gantz. Now, Benny Gantz is in the war cabinet. Benny Gantz is also the one who built the wall in Israel. He was part of the security state apparatus.
They can have a wall, but we can't.
They can have a wall, and well, theirs didn't work too well.
Right.
But the security apparatus in our country wants the head of the security apparatus in their country to be running things.
When we come back, we're going to talk more on this, a little bit more on this. I just wanted to mention one thing. There's so many questions involving DARPA's involvement in creating Amazon that hosts the secret cloud services for the CIA and the NSA. Remember how I did a show on Jeff Bezos and he was installed and never ever had the career to support or didn't have anything to support this huge Amazon business that's getting data from all American citizens. So DARPA's involvement in propping up Amazon, but with Jeff Bezos' face on it, the cloud services for CIA and NSA and other intel agencies. I just wanted to make that dot, that connection, because we don't talk about it enough, how Jeff Bezos is not Amazon. He was installed as Amazon, just like Mark Zuckerberg was for Facebook, the cover of Facebook. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Susan.